7:08 here on Richmond's Morning News here, 1140 WRVA. We've talked about graduations at some of the local schools here on Richmond's Morning News. To me, the graduation that occurs at Commonwealth Challenge is even more special because these are at-risk kids. These are kids who are not excelling at academics or life coping skills or work skills or citizenship or leadership or physical fitness or community service. These are kids who are on the edge of dropping out of school. In some cases, I think they probably have. And it's all about getting them back on the right track. And they're getting ready to graduate another class. One of the graduates joins us, along with Colonel Larry Appel, Deputy Director of the Commonwealth Challenge. Colonel, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
How many kids graduate from the Commonwealth Challenge this time around?
We've got 142 cadets that'll graduate Saturday morning.
That's terrific. Now, what do these 142 cadets all have in common, do you think?
Well, they all come to us having either dropped out of high school or withdrawn. They typically come from one end of the spectrum or the other. Either they're extremely intelligent but just are could not deal with the classroom environment. So a lot of times you hear them talking about, they couldn't deal with their teachers. So ultimately they either fail or they quit. And then we have the other side of the spectrum where a lot of our cadets have gone through about 8 grades and they're just not making it.
Okay, and of course, it's all about getting them back on the right track. Discipline has a lot to do with that, doesn't it?
That's correct. And our program, it follows a military model, and we have an academic program, and you mentioned a lot of our 8 core components, like leadership, followership, and service to the community, and life coping skills. We all give them a great exposure to those components.
Colonel, you know this better than anybody, but explain it to me. What is it about the military upbringing, military lifestyle, if you will, that makes people turn out to be so successful? What is it pure and simple about discipline for yourself, discipline for your life?
I think what we find is that most of our youth come in and they have not been used to a routine. They've not been used to a regimen of organizing their days and so forth. And I think more than anything, that's probably what it does. It gives them some structure, that they probably never had before.
Okay. Well, maybe I should ask one of your graduating cadets. His name is Michael Arroyo. He went to Colonial Heights High School. Cadet, how are you this morning?
Great, sir.
Congratulations to you for making it through. Did you think it was going to be tough to make it through this program?
Sir, yes, sir.
Was it tough to make it through the program?
The beginning, sir, you just got to keep your head up and never quit.
Now, I understand you lost 90 pounds in the program.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right, so you had a little weight to lose, too. Now, what's the biggest thing that you think you learned in all this?
How to deal with people. How to come together as one. How to help each other. Discipline is a big part of that, too, sir.
Okay. Now, where do you hope to go now that you're graduating from the Commonwealth Challenge? What's next for you, cadet?
College and military, sir.
Okay, so you enjoy the military life then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where do you hope to go to college?
Virginia State, hopefully.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you on that. Colonel, I know you got to take a tremendous amount of personal pride when you watch somebody like Cadet Arroyo, who maybe is struggling in the beginning, has a lot of things that he has to deal with, and you watch him turn his life around. At the end of the whole thing, not only does he end up graduating, but he talks about now he wants to go on to college where maybe before he didn't, and he wants to be involved in the military where before I'll bet he never even gave it a thought.
Well, he's the type of cadet, and we have many of them every class, but he's the type of cadet that just really inspires me. After doing 21 years in the United States Army, I just can't think of a more rewarding thing to do than what I'm doing in my job.
Well, you know, I know there are parents who are listening to our program now that maybe have a youngster who is struggling, maybe on that borderline, maybe at risk for quitting school or has quit school or has given up on themselves, doesn't have that discipline, they're not quite sure what to do. How do they go about trying to find out more about your program or perhaps enrolling a youngster in your program?
Well, we have a website, and most people won't have a pen in hand, but if you do a Google or an ask.com search, just look up the Commonwealth Challenge. We hope that people will check out our website, but we also have a toll-free number if they'd like to find out more about it. We start a class which we basically filled up already for July, but we have another class that will begin in January. And our toll-free is 1-800-796-6472.
All right, 6472. And what's the website? I'll go ahead and post it on our website so people can find it real easy.
It's www.ngycp.org and /state and /VA.
Very good. We'll put it up on our webpage. Thanks, Colonel. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
And Cadet, a pleasure to talk to you as well. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.